Hello. My name is Joe, and my pronouns are he and him. I just wish a happy Pride to those who, for whom this is a significant season. And Wendy keeps thinking that I'm going to be the teacher today, or I'm going to say something important. And I don't think that's the case. We've already heard that we're supposed to consider the ant. And I'm not much of a biblical literalist most times, but today we are going to be literally considering the ant and let the ants be our teachers. Today is part four of our series, More Beautiful Than We Imagined. We've been looking at the wide range of personalities and experiences in the Bible. The theme statement says, the Bible is wider than it is long. It spans 6,000 plus years of human history on three-ish continents with a myriad of different cultural, political, economic, and religious settings. And within that span are countless treasures we might miss when we oversimplify and project. And then the question, can paying attention to the stories and voices that are distinctly different from our expectations help us to find our own place in this wild and wonderful world? Today we're taking a peek beyond even the limits of that wide statement. All of that 6,000 plus years of human history takes part in the context of a much larger natural history, a story that began long before human consciousness emerged. A story that certainly appears ready to continue long after we are no more. So while the Bible has human fingerprints all over it, it also points to this larger story, the story of the natural universe beyond us, the story of creator and creation of which we are an infinitely small part. We are eternal beings made in the image of God, and we are essentially dust mites floating on a tiny rock in space. So today the invitation is simple, to consider the ants, to embrace that smallness by paying attention to some of our smaller companions on this earth, the insects, the bugs, the creepy crawlies. Our Genesis creation story claims these smallest creatures as vital parts of God's work. Every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth is under God's care. It's all part of the garden of delight. And that's really my only point for today. We are not alone in the garden. It's not all about us. Even if it was, we are interdependent beings here. We are organic beings sharing resources and systems and habitats within a larger organism. The Spirit of God is within all of her creatures, even those whose existence seems to be in direct competition with my own, like those mosquitoes that we heard so much about. So this morning, I am going to stop talking and get out of the way and invite you to pay attention to the wider and smaller world around us. For the next 15 minutes or so, I'm going to encourage most of us to go outside and find some bugs. The world is open, the sun is shining, the bugs will come and find you if you don't find them first. So you're invited to take a walk around the church building, see what's living in the grass outside, see what's climbing on our trees, hiding out in the corners. Have a seat in the grass, find what curious creatures come and check you out. Or you can go across the parking lot to the garden, see the symbiotic relationships that are happening there. Or if you're really ambitious, in 15 minutes, you can go for a quick walk through in Wildwood Park across the street, see how many different species you can come across. The instructions are simple. Pay attention, be present and curious. If that is too broad of a task, and you'd like some specifics, something to think about, I have some questions that you might consider. How is this creature's life experience similar to your own? How is it different? Can you imagine an insect spirituality? If a bug could pray, how would this one pray? What might they pray for? What connections can you draw between you and this insect? How does its life intersect with yours? What resources do you share? What systems do you both influence? Or Proverbs describes the wisdom of the ant. Where does this wisdom come from? Why do many humans have negative reactions, disgust, fear, loathing towards insects? How are those reactions helpful and how are they unhelpful? I'm not looking for answers to any of those. This is just something to give you something to think about, something to keep the higher levels of your brain occupied so that your spirit can connect with the natural world. The questions are on the back table there. You can grab one of those as you go out and wander around, or if you decide to do any of the other activities, you might find those questions helpful too. If going out and looking for bugs isn't your thing, that is perfectly fine. If you want to stay in your seat, there will be video images on the screen, just some more nature documentary kinds of things, images from the video or from the insect world with some background music playing. So you can spend 15 minutes in here contemplating those images, thinking about those questions, letting your mind go where it will. If you're in the mood for conversation, I'm going to go back by the front windows there and have a seat in the lobby, and we can make a circle to discuss these questions, to share our experiences about the insect world there. So you're welcome to join that. Or if you feel like creating something, whether you stay here or go wandering somewhere else, there are sheets on the back table there with tips for how to draw some creepy crawlies, and there's coloring sheets and blank paper. You can help yourself to those as well. Or finally, if you'd like something that's more overtly spiritual, there are pages with this scripture that we just heard from Ecclesiastes 3. That is printed out on the back table as well. You could read through that in a contemplative way, going over the text a couple of times to see what words or phrases stand out to you in particular. So, you can choose your own adventure. For those on Zoom, the nature video will be playing on the Zoom feed, but you're also free to use this time however you like. I will call us all back together in about 15 minutes. I've said enough. Go take your time.
Thank you.
Your adventure took you. Mine was good conversation, and I learned a few things and asked more questions than we answered, I think, which is always a good way to spend a Sunday morning. All parts take place within wholes. All separations and distinctions exist within unities. All parts exist within a larger unity, a larger whole. Large and small, simple and complex, safe and stinging, everything belongs. That means you belong. You matter. You are part of this whole story, the wholeness of this wonderful creation. Thanks be to God, who calls us all into being. Amen.